Hey there, Redhawks. I'm Divya Morali, and this is the second episode of the United Colors of Liberty. And today I'm here with Senior Leandro Fernandez. So, Leandro, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Leandro. I'm from Venezuela, and I am a senior here at Liberty.
How long have you been living in Frisco?
I've been living here, like, since April, so it's not too much.
Not too much. How was it moving from Venezuela all the way to Frisco?
That was difficult, actually. I had to carry a lot of bags and stuff. The most hard thing was leaving my friends. I didn't want to leave my friends.
What about learning English?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest thing for me. But I used to live in England, so it's not too hard for me.
Oh, you lived in England too?
Yeah, 1 year.
1 year?
That was when I was little, so.
Oh, okay. So, do you know, why did your family move from Venezuela to Frisco?
Because we wanted a better quality of life, and Venezuela is going through a lot of heavy stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like in a war there.
Yes.
We have a dictatorship, and it's hard there.
Because of the large, like, economic crisis in Venezuela, how does your family view it?
My mother always like goes in social media and see the stuff that is going there in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's always texting stuff to the president there and saying, "Oh, Maduro, you're horrible," and that stuff.
Yeah. And what are some things that are different between like America and Venezuela? Like going to school here versus going to school there?
The most impressive thing for me was to see that here in Liberty we're like 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And in my country, we were like 150. So
per school?
Yeah, per school.
Wow.
How
many people were in each grade?
Only 30.
30?
Yeah.
So you knew everyone in your grade?
Yeah, I knew everyone in all high school.
Wow. And how did the classes work there? Do you stay in one classroom or do you go to?
No, it's only one room.
One room?
Yeah, all day one room.
How long is school?
Like from 7 to 1.
7 to 1. Okay. And does one teacher teach everything, all subjects, or do they change out teachers?
Yeah, they change the teachers.
Okay. How is social media different in Venezuela than here?
Actually, I think that it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram, everything.
Yeah, we use everything.
Okay. And how do you... Do you know a lot of Venezuelan people here?
Here,
in
no.
Frisco, no.
In Frisco, no. In Miami, I know a lot in Miami, but not here.
Oh, so your family is like lives in Miami?
No, not my family, my friends.
Oh, your friends. Okay.
Yeah. They used to go a lot to Miami because there's a lot of Hispanic people there.
Mm-hmm. And so because there aren't that many Venezuelans in Frisco, how do you like keep in touch with your culture?
With my family, actually. No, I don't have another way to keep in touch with my culture and my family.
Okay. And what are some like Venezuelan holidays and celebrations?
Those like celebrations in Venezuela, we don't like do it a lot. That was more like in the past, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do some few of them. We still do a few of them of those. Or I don't know the names because those have. We don't practice that.
Else.
We have like foods that we like arepas that's very popular in my culture.
Yeah. What is it? An arepa.
Arepa is just like, you use flour and you do just like circles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like small pancakes but white, and you put like cheese in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's good.
So coming to Liberty, did you make a lot of friends yet?
Yeah, not too much, but it's like progressing, you know.
And you said you were gonna join soccer? Right? Did you play soccer back in
Yeah, in Venezuela we love soccer. I play since a kid, since I was like 5 years old.
Oh man.
I play every day. Even in the high school, we used to play a lot in the breaks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you think you're going to join the team here?
Yeah, in November I'm going to try it.
Okay, good. Good. It'll help you get more involved in the school. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
In Venezuela, the things in Venezuela are awful, really awful.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that the problems in Venezuela got solved soon enough. Yeah, because it's horrible. We don't have like the most essential things like water.
Mm.
Those things, light things that are like natural for us, where we don't have them.
Wow.
We can't.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well. And if we do, we have to do like a line of hours to get food. Yeah.
Man.
Really, people go like to the street and hours of lines to get food.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
Yeah, and a lot of people die every day because they go out to the street to speak, you know, to say, and the police goes out and just kill people, you know.
On the street?
Yeah, a lot of people get killed. It's been like 100 until now, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so terrible.
Yeah, by the police.
So. By the police?
Yeah, of Venezuela. But they are like in the government, so. So yeah, what can we do?
Man. If you don't mind me asking, do you know anyone personally that was?
I don't really follow the death of the people, but I've seen few and they are like 17, 16, even 15, you know, guys like.
Just yeah, young.
Yeah, the guys that could be like me, you know, so mm-hmm. it's impressive to see that.
Man, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Were you born there? You were born there?
Yeah, in Venezuela, yeah.
And then you moved to England?
To Thailand, and then to England.
To Thailand, and yeah. Wow. Why'd you move to Thailand? And when?
Because my dad has half a brother there. Mm-hmm. Half a brother there, so yeah, we wanted to see one. So, and also because there's like beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
When did you visit there? Or live there? When?
Oh, well,
in Thailand?
2010, probably.
Oh, so you remember it?
Yeah.
How long?
1 year.
Oh, 1 year. You went to school there, too?
I went to some school, but a few
months. Oh, okay. Okay. So you don't really...
No, mm-hmm. I don't really remember.
And England, you went Thailand, then England?
Yeah, to Thailand from to England.
Oh, from Thailand to England?
From Thailand to England, yeah.
Why'd you go to England?
Because my mother realized that in Thailand there's like a lot of people that speak English, but also mm-hmm. Thai.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we
communication, yeah.
Speak in English, not mm-hmm. in Thai, so yeah, we moved to England.
Okay. And then from England, you moved back to Venezuela?
Back to Venezuela, yeah, I did.
Do you know why?
Because my mother was going to help my brother, so
oh,
she wanted to have it in Venezuela.
In Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is your brother?
He's five.
Five? Oh, yeah. Man.